Ryan Affleck?
You know what? I think first day out, he did a pretty good job of mastering, just the nomenclature, the terminology. He didn't seem overly confused by what we were trying to do. You know, there's so much thinking going on. It's hard to execute at a level that I'm sure we're going to see down the road. But really, for a first day, pretty good. Pretty good.
Did it help him having some of his former teammates, college teammates,
From an emotional standpoint, it may have. You know, it certainly doesn't help you learning the offense or making the throws or anything along those lines. But I think just having some familiarity with something, even if it's just your teammates, I think is probably a psychological boost.
Kevin, obviously Victor Cruz wouldn't be here.
Right.
But this is kind of a little thing, little headache you have until he signs, wondering about him.
I guess I have great confidence that it's going to get done, so I don't give it a lot of thought because I know he wants to be here. I know we want him to be here. The people that have to resolve that, it does not include me. And I'll be honest, I'm kind of excited until he gets, but I'm certainly looking forward to him getting back. I don't want to give any impression contrary to that. But certainly I'm looking forward to seeing kind of JJ, what he can do inside. I think it's about time that he steps up, and I think we feel he has enough ability. And he's been here now long enough, and until Victor gets back, he'll be the main guy inside at the slot position. So it's a chance for him to shine and step forward and do the things that we believe he can do. So, and then whoever else shows up, you know, I think we want to see what Lewis Murphy can do outside. But really, it's JJ inside is the guy that, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity for him.
Can Lewis play inside?
He can. I'm not sure that's where he's most comfortable or where we're necessarily. As I said to him when he was asking about signing, he said, well, what's your plans? And I said, you know, right now you give us some explosiveness that maybe we haven't had since we lost Mario Manningham. So you give us some speed, and we're excited about seeing that. And then above and beyond that, it's up to you. You show the ability or capacity to go inside, make some catches, feel comfortable in there. We'll certainly use you. We'll take advantage of whatever skills you have. So I think we're looking forward to see what he can do as well. But certainly on the film, what you see is a guy that can run.
Can you give quick comments on, you know, like the Pugh and Herman and yeah. Cox?
I got to be honest with you. The first day, I'm probably going to do the poorest job because I'm just trying to get him straight schematically. But I think the thing that I liked was Pugh showed some aggressiveness and competitiveness. I think the fact that he went aggressively, you know, one of those guys, kind of like a Rich Soibert, the one last shove, they got to get in there. That's not a bad thing to see in the temperament of an offensive lineman. So you saw a kid that had good feet, and then you also saw a guy that maybe had the right makeup as well. I mean, again, it's one day. It's no pads. I don't want to make more of it than it is, but it was a positive for sure.
And Herman and
Yeah, I mean, Michael looked like when you knew what he was doing, he understood the play. He showed the kind of speed and running ability you'd like to see. I think Herm looked like he had some confusion, some of his assignments, but he certainly moved better than I thought he might move. So I think there's some encouraging things. But again, it's just one day, one practice. Once they reach a point where it's going to get worse a little bit before it gets better, but once it finally starts to settle in a little bit and crystallizes in their minds, then I think you'll be able to make a fairer appraisal of where they're at.
Is there anyone that surprised you out there today? Any specific names?
I think that tight end, I can't even think of his name before. Yeah, made some great catches. That was great to see. Did a nice job of separating and straightening the guys before he made a break, so that was encouraging. And other than that, you know, I kind of think we saw some guys that, like Pugh, like Ryan, that we had hoped would show us something and look like they got some ability.